this damn friend a neighborhood party.
Right on.
Where is the fucking thing that I need? I can't get it. All that weed is gonna burn before I smoke it. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
All right, here we go. You want to flip?
Yeah.
Want, yeah? There you go.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and this is Tyler Neely, and we are your friendly neighborhood potheads.
Yes, we are.
So as you can see, we're smoking the Stundenglas again, because I like to Stunden the glasses. Oh, Tyler's going for flip number two. So what we've got in the Stunden glass today is, well, half flip number two.
Exactly.
We've got Greasies.
Greasies.
What was it? Orange Kush Cookies. Live resin. It is not very sleepy time. It's much more a wakey time.
Yeah.
It's kind of a middle, honestly, it's kind of a middle of the road high. It doesn't get you like super fucked up where you don't know what the fuck is going on. You can continue a conversation. It's not like Alaskan Thunderfuck where you're going to come up with like weird random thoughts. It's just kind of a, a daily progressive weed. You're just like a really nice hybrid, I guess.
Yeah. That's what I find like with the citrusy kushes and stuff like the Pineapple God and this one. Once it had a little bit of citrus to it, nice little pick me up.
Makes a difference, right?
Yep.
So we got that in the Stunden glass. And then there's a new product. Sorry, I was going to smoke another hit, but I'll do that in a second. Because I want to talk about this for a sec, because we're trying this for the first time. Now, if you watched a few episodes back, we had THCV gummies. And then we got all the giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
So Trailblazer, these guys here, if you're watching, you can see it. They've made a 10-pack, is that what you said it was? A 10-pack of Hustle and Haze THCV plus THC pre-rolls. So they're each 0.5 grams, and we're hoping, because the description of this thing basically says, hey, you want to clean your house? Pow!
Because even the cross on it, like, what? Well, I was looking that up, the GSD, which literally came up as get shit done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I asked you what it was. You're like, oh, so it's get shit done? I thought you were lying at first. So
yeah.
I was understand. Like, you trying to tell me to do something now? That's in the vault at work. Like, I did everything already.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, I'm sitting in the back yelling, get shit done, so.
And bring me water. Yeah. Okay, the first thing I could say about this, I don't know how this is going to burn. Because these look more hand roll, but they're kind of funky.
Oh, yeah.
They're not as consistently thick as I would like them to be.
Are they 0.5s or are they...
They're 0.5s. Well, okay, so here's a fun thing. I just found out that I need glasses. So who knows if I've been telling you the right things off these or not. Those 8s could have been 3s. Those 5s could have been 2s. You know what? You look at it, because I can't tell.
Gotcha.
But yeah, these are clearly, sorry, while you look for that, I was just going to say, these are clearly hand-rolled style.
Mm-hmm.
They are a little bit, like, looser at the top, I'd say. So yeah, I'm just a little concerned about how these are going to smoke.
Concerned on the burn?
Yeah, like, look at this one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's going to canoe for sure.
Yeah, I've seen some like that.
Yeah. But I'm more interested, to be honest, to see what the THCV is like, because...
In flower form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also these, the THC percentage is really low. It's only
so... You're just giving them to me here.
Yeah, smoke them all right now.
Yeah.
Light up, motherfucker.
So it is. So it's 10.35s. THC is 14%. THCV is 5.3%.
Yeah.
So...
So right realistically... Away, you're actually getting, what, 19-20%.
Just about that, yeah.
Equivalency. Now, as we all know, like I said, if you watch the other sesh we did, then you kind of can gauge what might happen. because it may give us the giggles. It may make us focused. There may be no point to smoking weed for the rest of this session. I don't know. We're going to find out, because realistically, that's a pretty high percentage in comparison. Because you got to remember, when you're eating them in the gummies, it's only like 20 milligrams, I think, if that.
Yeah, well, for those guys, what was it? The THCV, so the one-to-ones, right?
Yeah, so 10 and 10.
So 10 and 10.
So even less than the 20.
Yeah, if you're only having one piece.
Right?
Yeah.
And that, so that gave you the giggles. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Buckle up. But yeah, so we're going to tell you about whatever this does, and that's what we're going to do today. So
positively.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. You know what? Before we came down here, because we always have to smoke something first, I bought this Pulsar vape cart pipe. This thing's cool as shit, dude. It's a vape battery, but it's a pipe. Like, so this is how it works. You pop the stem off. Dun, 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 battery. Fuck that one up, Justin. vape cart. Yeah. Vape cart. So nobody will ever know, vape cart. Right?
Yeah.
No one will ever know that you're smoking a vape cart in this bad boy. And you tap the top, boop, and that turns on your display. So I have it set on like the medium smokable one, but you can like preheat it and everything. And
that's the thing with it. Like the design of it, it satisfies everything that I expect from like putting a cart in a pipe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just the function of it all.
Yep.
Yeah, it's right.
You know what's funny is I told you this, so here's a good story. So I get it home and I really wanted to try it, right? I didn't know how to work it. So I was playing with it in the kitchen and the kids were sitting on the couch and I'm like messing around, like hitting buttons and stuff like that. So I put a really potent vape cart in, just thinking I'm going to go out to the garage and edit the podcast. So I'll just, you know, smoke it while I do that, because it's always fun to do something like that.
Yeah.
And I go to turn it on, but it was already on. So when it comes out of the package, it's got 100% charge that goes away pretty quickly. But it's still at 68%. I've been using it all week. Mm-hmm. And when you tap the button twice, I forgot, that's preheat. So it preheated. But then when it preheats on the hottest.
Right.
So you get this massive fucking cloud. And I take this hit because I'm like, shit, I just preheated it. And then I'm stoner mind's not thinking, you're in the living room, Justin. So the way my house is laid out, I'm standing behind the couch, which is like on the border of the living room and the kitchen. And there's a set of stairs to my left. So the kids are looking at it, asking me what it is. And I'm telling them, because I tell them everything so that they're educated on these things. And I take the hit and I go, oh, what the hell am I doing? So I turn away from the kids and I let the hit out into the stairway. Dude, that shit filled up the whole entry part of the stairway. Like, yep. And then I turned back and I went to say something to the kids and smoke was still coming out. It filled me completely to the point where I was like, and a puff of smoke would come out every time. Man. I was like, dude, this thing's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And then immediately got high. Like, yeah. Oh, if people say like it takes a couple seconds, not when you do it that way. Because like, unexpected giant hit.
Yeah. Speaking of, I'm going to let you get you some puffs on that. Cause
oh, yeah? You're liking it?
It's tasty, but I know it's going to kick me real soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that taste like? It tastes like weed right now. Oh, wait. It's got a weird after flavor.
Right? There's a haze. There's a haze for sure.
Yeah. Is it like a distillate, though? No, there's no distillate because they're not infused. That's what distillate tastes like, though. Do you notice that? On like the exhale, there's like a funk.
There's a, yeah, definitely funk. But that's also the haze. I think it's a haze in there.
That could be a good point.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a bad funk. I mean a good funk.
The good funk.
Like when George Clinton rolls into town, you're like, grand funk, baby.
Yep.
you know?
Throwing them shades.
Mm-hmm.
Play some sax. Yeah, no, it's really nice.
You know what? This could be the thing that you get high and work on.
Yeah. Like,
if you're going to get high at work... Not that I condone getting high at work. Don't get high at work. It's a bad move. But if you're going to, this might be the move.
But also, yes, very much get shit done. But this is always my worry, too. If you're one-track mining it and something pulls you away and then it throws you for a whole loop, right?
Yeah, that's always tough when you're high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like somebody just all of a sudden, hey, can I get your, you're like, hold on. I'm going to need 20 minutes to refocus, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're saying. This could be that, or it could be like, what was it? I smoked something at my old place, and I just could not stop cleaning.
Mm.
Like, I would try.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was it? It was when I was buying off the black market, too, so who the fuck knows what it was, but...
Right. I think that was me, fuck, what was it? Maybe the first time I had platinum cookies. First time I had platinum cookies at my old house.
Yeah, platinum cookies does that.
I went to town, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Mopping the floors, cleaning the baseboards, like getting right down to it, you know?
That's when you get that, like, you know, you get that buildup on the ring around the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I can't get this off. That shit will get you to get it off.
That's
like,
right. Yeah. You're not giving up until
it's about an hour. Yeah. You know what's weird? Is my left eye just went, I'm out. Look, it feels like it's so much more squinted than my right eye. Does it look like it's half closed? Like,
it's funny to say that because I got a bit of that going on with my right eye.
It's not in a bad way. It's
no,
just
this
like,
shit just makes you Popeye.
Yeah, right? All of them. Jesus.
I just realized, okay, here we go with stoner conversation, but I just realized that everyone focuses on Popeye's squinty eye, but he's called Popeye. So is it really that his other eye is popping out? No, the other eye is squinty. Maybe at one point he was all squinty.
Dude, it's so profound. We've got it all wrong.
Paying attention to the wrong thing here. It's Popeye's other eye.
Mm.
And keep in mind, what kept him strong was cracking that spinach.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's so very true. Oh, look, we can actually do it.
There we go. See, it all ties together. It's amazing. I didn't even mean to do that. So THCV, man.
I don't know if I needed that. Now, the only problem with vape carts and this tasty one. Oh, yeah, so this one. Oh, you got to finish that THCV thing. I just wanted to mention before I forget because I will in a second.
Okay.
In the pipe, that vape cart that's in there is Headbanger?
Deadhead OG.
Deadhead OG. That's it, yeah. So it's apparently the original strain of OG Kush. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, it's not the first. It's just that would be considered the most OG Kush of OG Kush.
The OG of
right?
OG Kush.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh, look at this side. If you want knowledge, go to
that side. Man. Well, that's all I'm saying is THCV here is doing it. Gosh darn
it. So, and it, like, it's fully setting in. That was, okay, 4 minutes from the time that we started smoking it to the time that it started to set in. And this, I went, I'm done.
Yeah.
That,
it just went click.
Yeah. It's like, you know what it's good for? If you're a photographer and you like to use the viewfinder, just smoke this. It makes it automatic. Like, this eye's closed. Or a sniper. You can focus with one eye, no problem.
Yeah. Better one.
Yeah.
Better two.
Yeah. Yeah. Better two.
Better two.
Always better two. Yeah.
But also, I'm glad we started with that Deadhead OG.
Right?
Because, like, that was a good, like I said, just an immediate focus when it kicked in.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is providing a pretty good, it's going to be giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Dude, I could totally work on the combination of these two things.
Honestly.
You know? Like, I know we're in a small, dark room right now and, like, no responsibility other than, like, making you guys happy.
Yeah.
But, like, I could totally order day.
Yeah.
Yes. Because all you're doing is my first counting thought. And finding shit.
Right.
I would never get mad at anything. I'd be like, oh, those sillies.
Yeah. So I now just in my brain equated it to, like, just working in a warehouse. Like, if I worked at the OCS, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just obviously not sampling from what's there.
No, but, bring your own.
Yeah. But also, we're not getting high at work. But I'm just saying, if I worked in a warehouse,
yeah.
Easy, no problem. But order day... Not so much for me.
No.
I call away a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't refocus. Like, for me, because I'm just in my hole, as Bridget puts it.
Yeah, yes.
I can just smoke this and then, like, just run through packages. No problem.
Fair.
And then finding them, because lately, OCS, it's been a pain in the fucking ass to find the products in the box to match with the list. Maybe have the one person pack the whole box.
Yeah, it was definitely like...
Or the whole order, sorry.
Yeah, like shift A and then shift B.
Yeah.
They swapped.
Because like, it used to be like this. So when an order came in, we would have the paperwork And because there's two of us, we split the order. So I could take the last four pages. Mm-hmm. You could take the first four pages. And one to box 10 or whatever, one to halfway through, would exactly match those pages.
Yep.
You may have to search for like one or two things on a different line or a different page.
Yep.
But they were in your package of pages.
Mm.
That's what used to happen. What happens now is not so bueno.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same list, okay? The front half has started to more so come back together to the being able to find it, but the back half is just somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay? I opened a box with 10 things in it. There was one thing on one of my five pages.
Yeah.
How can you be that bad at packing a fucking box?
It's just so funny to me when you're like throwing me box after box, like, do you have this? Yeah, it's on my list. Do you have this? Yeah, it's on my list. Like, one after another. It's like, this is the last half.
You know what the problem is and why I get so mad at it? This is our Pothead Christmas. It comes every Thursday. Mm. I am excited to open those boxes, and even if it's the regular shit, it's like Christmas to me. I'm having the greatest time ever. When I have to hunt for my packages like it's Easter, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't sign up for that.
Not the fun Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't actually eat it. Like, if it was Easter, I'd get to find it and have it.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep doing that, I hope you're going to also send me a check to be able to buy the things I have to find. Because I'm not paying for it.
That's right.
Why that had, I don't know why that made any sense, had anything to do with it. But my point is that, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass on the back end right now. Because as Tyler said, you can clearly tell that somebody packed the front half of the order and then somebody different packed the back half of the order.
Yeah, they're like, okay, now we just got to get this done. Let's just throw everything into a box.
Yeah.
As long as everything's there, we're fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Which makes me think that there's like a lot of really not smart people packaging boxes. Or filling, sorry, packaging boxes. The box, it's the package.
Packages, boxes, bags.
So THCV is fun.
Yeah.
If you want to say things that you know are about to be stupid and you can't stop yourself, that's your thing, because that's my thing, THCV.
Yeah, honestly, those are nice.
Right?
I'm a fan.
They're a nice little, like, addition to the OG,
yeah,
the orange, what is this called?
The greasy orange cookie.
Thank you.
Something
around Orange Kush cookies.
Yes. Honestly, I think it helped that we started with that, because I think THCV on its own would have been a little too over the top.
You know what THCV does? Again, much like the mix of pink panties, but on a more like elevated level, like a more productive level.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ADD weed.
Yeah.
Because like I'm thinking of things, but the words are coming too fast.
Yeah.
For my face, because the weed.
Yeah.
You know?
I've actually given this some thought, especially with like the higher sativas, which is clearly what's happening here.
Yeah.
But like, it's because you're just hit with this burst of energy that you don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
So that's why you feel so like out of sorts, right? Like, you're like, I gotta be doing something because there's all this here, but I don't know what to do with it.
So this is like, I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna relate it to something stupid. This is like the cocaine of weed.
That's so good. That's so funny. I was thinking it.
I know you were. As soon as you said, like, yeah, you can't keep... I went right back to the past sesh where I referenced, you know, poppers as being heroin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, concentrate poppers.
Yeah, this is the cocaine of weed, dude. I got a business idea. You want to do a business idea? I got a good business. Okay, let me tell you about this business. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to sell some weed, but the weed's not the weed. It's the weed with the extra weed and more weed that makes you go woo, and then the weed woo, and then blah. And then, so, come on, let's do it, okay? How much you got? You want to put $10,000 in? You need $10,000. You have $10,000? Where's it? Okay, hold on. 1 second. I'll be right back. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, dude. Give it 10 years. It'll be like, that'll be like the majority of like the black market. It's just going to be straight up THCV.
They should have just, you know, when they were putting like, what was that stuff that they would put in gas stations? You take one hit of it and you're fucking, you'd go to like a different planet.
Salvia.
Salvia.
Mm-hmm.
Weed salvia, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do the whole, but.
Like, if this was any stronger, like, if this was hitting over 10%, like, that sounds terrifying to me on the THCV.
No, it's true. Yeah, you're right. Because you know what? I was just thinking the same thing. Like, if this was 2% more,
mm-hmm.
It's right on the cusp of too much caffeine.
Yeah.
Right? So you just kind of get that, like, I can't slow down feeling. Yeah.
Again, too much cocaine. Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what we should do?
Crazy
now that I think about it, because we're going to get in a second. I have, last podcast, I said that, or was it last podcast? Yeah, last podcast. I had started a conversation that I flat tired on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I was asking, I was going to ask Tyler this question, what he thought about it, because I thought it'd be a fun discussion as a person that's high, because I was high when I recognized it. But then I forgot that I was asking a question and instead described the TV show that the question came from and lost my total place. So having done that, now I have the idea. Mm-hmm. So before we do the idea, I was thinking, because we're 25 minutes in, well, we're not actually 25 minutes in, but we've been recording for 25 minutes. So I have to pause and restart for a second here to switch over for another half hour recording. Let's pour whiskey and then have this discussion while we smoke the pipe.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm here for it.
Because I feel like it'll make us feel more
dignified.
Yes, and scholarly. And then we'll have the whole discussion like this. What do you think about the Earth's rotational atmosphere?
How pardon do you me.
But I have a degree.
I can't tell if that got more Muppet or if it got more Monty Python.
With me, definitely more Muppet. Not on purpose either. It's just because I'm probably a bit of a Muppet. Yeah. Okay, hold on here. Let me just pause and restart. Badoop. Okay, now we got our fresh slate. I really hope, you know what's funny? So I was recording early. Well, as we were recording this.
Are we switched now?
Yeah, we're switched.
Okay.
As I was recording this earlier in the beginning, somebody flushed the toilet. Now, we're in a basement recording this, like Wayne's World. Party time. But there's guidelines in my house. When you're recording, don't flush. So I'm hoping I can edit that out and it makes this, that story makes sense because it was pretty good. Mm. I'm saying this like we're on a different episode. I don't know why. THCV, baby. You got my brain all over the place. So we're going to take, we're going to have a little drink of scotch. I don't have ice down here.
That's, you all right
with that? It was sitting outside, so it's, yeah, it's cold.
I'm cool with that. I always give her a little splash of the H2O anyways, just because that's how I like to, yep, to have it. It also makes it last a bit longer.
Cause, what did you say in the last episode when I was saying I watch all these, like, you say high octane? No, it wasn't high octane. What was the word you used? Yeah, when I was saying how I watch all these fucking aggressive man TV shows. Maybe you did say, yeah, high octane. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Full throttle with no brakes. Fuck your water.
Yes, that's one approach. Also, thank you.
No problem. We're at work the other day and we're talking about how, because like, me is me. And I've found that like, as I get older, I'm leaning more into me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I like that version of me. It's fun. And quite honestly, I spent a lot of time in life doing what I thought I should do versus what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And since I started listening to my gut and doing what I want to do, I've had way more fun. And I've actually, life has worked out pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
And better. And with, you know, less bumps in the road kind of thing. And
you're on the right track.
Right?
Yeah.
It shifted somewhere along the lines when I decided that, you know, this is what I'm going to do, what I want to do. So at work, you pretty much get me. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, yeah, sure, I know how to talk to people when I'm supposed to talk to people a certain way and stuff like that. But for the most part, a job in weed is easy.
Yeah.
It's like you're just having conversations until, like, this is when I realized this is what other people feel like.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in the, like, if a doctor had really wanted to be a doctor, none of it's work. It's, this is what I know.
Right.
This is how we get you fixed. This is how we work, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a doctor with weed. I just use that as probably a bad reference, but a reference of the mentality of somebody that knows their place in life.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, yes, I am here to do this.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like that at work. I feel like perfectly comfortable. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm comfortable in doing everything. But
I talk the way I talk on here, kind of, with the exception of maybe a few things, right?
Yeah.
But we were all talking, and everybody's like, "Yeah, you're always busting our balls and blah blah blah." And then Tyler from the back goes, "This is like 70% Justin.
Yeah,
like you're not even getting the full Justin."
Yeah.
And they all just looked at me and they're like, "Seriously?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah."
I have to tone it down a little.
Yeah. Just knowing when to turn it off and turn it on.
Yeah. You know, that's the only thing. And that only came with, like, maturity. So,
yep.
You know, but it was just funny to me. And I was thinking to myself, I'm thinking to myself now, like, if I had that fucking THCV shit, you know how much, there's no filter.
No holds barred.
Right? I can't. Point. Yeah. There's a guy there,
mm-hmm.
but he's, like, on his phone. And he's letting the whole thing just come right out the mouth, you know? Like, yeah. That little dude that stops the thoughts. Like, nope. You're not a goer.
Yeah.
You're a stayer, you know? That guy's on break. And all the thoughts are just like...
Yeah. Right out the windows that we don't have.
Yeah. So that's kind of what also happened last week with the amount of weed that we smoked. Mm. And I was thinking to myself, we really have to, when I was editing the last session, I was thinking to myself, we really have to finish that discussion.
Mm.
Because I think it's a good discussion because I'm curious, like, you know, if this is the case. So... The point that I was trying to say was, in TV shows and movies and stuff like that, there's more often than not, a protagonist, if they're a drama, is a protagonist that is downtrodden. Like, brilliant mind, you know, but for whatever reason has every fucking disadvantage against them.
Right.
You know, where they're broke, their parents suck, they're growing up in, like, really shitty home, a shitty environment.
Mm.
And I started thinking to myself, because I had smoked some Alaskan Thunderfuck, I thought to myself, I wonder if that actually is, like, a reflection of life, where people, because you do see it in life, too, where people that are highly intelligent,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what the stats are, but it seems like the ones that we know of, the people that are in sort of like the public eye,
yep.
had a really shitty upbringing for the most part. There's
sure.
a few outliers, but, and now they're, you know, like leaders of industry kind of thing. And part yeah. of it is their drive, but a good part of it is because they were born with, you know, a higher IQ kind of thing or an ability to do something that somebody else didn't.
Right.
And I wonder if in real life, life does that on purpose because it's the only way that you can form a mind like that to be great
mm.
at whatever it's supposed to be great at.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think
and that's,
of that?
Well,
was that coherent?
Holy yeah, shit. It was. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you did well.
Sweet.
Did okay. very well.
I don't feel well.
So I actually gave this some thought.
Sweet.
Yeah, so like I said before, like a diamond in the rough. Right? Because
mm-hmm.
literally the whole point is like pressure and you come up with this really nice diamond, whatever the hell it is, right? That's
exactly.
the whole metaphor. But with those types of situations, like these people are in bad situations, so they need to think outside of the situation, right? There's like
right.
an inherent, like primitive need to think outside of what they are born into.
Yeah.
Right? And so of course their brain wants to move past that. And so they're doing everything they possibly can to get themselves out of that situation. The thing is, it can go both ways, right? Because like people in intense situations, even if they have that ability to like want to move out or like, you know, move outside of that box, it can just like drive them into a real hole. And then you end up with
the opposite, right?
Right.
But yeah. that's what I mean is like, so because everybody has their sort of like spiritual views, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, me personally, I'm not really, like, I got brought up going to church and things like that. But I could never, I more so take any sort of organized religion. And I don't know much about religion other than what I was subjected to as a kid. So don't go crazy about telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. I know I don't. So I don't agree with it. Like, not that I don't agree with it. I think that, like, Christianity, for example, was probably, at the time, like a guideline for how people should interact with each other.
Right.
I don't think it was this, like, end-all, be-all, or supposed to be this end-all, be-all worshiping of a faith.
Right.
I think it was something to sort of help us learn what we shouldn't do.
Well, that's the thing.
Right? It's,
there's spirituality.
Yeah.
And then there's church.
True.
So, like, it's, like, organized. But, again, I probably shouldn't get too much into that. But it's, yeah, like, it's the whole, like, pay your way in.
Yeah, and it's pushed in a, like, that way it's a business. So it's pushed in a certain direction within in a certain way, right?
Right.
So, like, okay, I get that. But let's say that all of it wasn't that. Let's say that was all fair game, right? And everything was, like, any kind of religion was a was actually, I mean, it is, but is actually a possibility without that section of it, okay? Right. So do you think that, no, wait, that's not what I was going to say. I mean, it does, but okay, so part of me thinks that if you, the universe in whatever way it does, all right, God.
What? This is the first wave of THCV taking us.
Okay, you know what the problem was? Right in the middle of me saying that, I looked up as if I was thinking of an answer. Mm-hmm. No, I looked up because my brain went, that's not what you were talking about, dude. That's all it said. Yep. I was like, okay, so I don't know now. Now I'm going to talk my way back to it? No. What I'm going to say is this. Is that whatever you believe in, I don't necessarily believe in, like, Christianity as being, like, a something you should worship. You know, I don't look at religion that way. I think more of, like, there's an influence of everything around you in what happens to you. Okay? So maybe there is the possibility that there's some kind of, energy force that, I don't know that things can be predetermined, but I think that whatever energy you're giving off and whatever energy is around you, it can change your circumstance. And the energy is more so the thing that changes that, right?
Yeah, it's your willingness to do so.
Right.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's also, it could be that it's already predestined, right? So that energy that gives me whatever it gives me, maybe gives that smart kid, you know, the, hey, okay,
yeah,
you're going to make it, right? And you're predestined to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily explain the one that fails, right? So I don't know. Sorry, I'm actually analyzing this.
No, absolutely.
I'm half speaking it and half, like,
thinking about it at the same time. Yep.
So initially when I thought, when I was thinking about whether or not the universe had had that kind of influence, I wondered if it was the universe's way of pushing those people in that direction, because that's just what the guidelines of life are.
Right.
Right? Not this whole religious, like, oh, pray to this and do that. It's more like, oh, you have these gifts, so now I'm going to stick you in a really shitty situation, and if you succeed, you get everything. Right? But then what about the mediocre? Or the, not mediocre, sorry, the middle of the road people.
Right.
Like, then the universe is just like, okay, blobs.
Look, there's way too many of you. We had to leave some of you half full. Like, that's just it. We needed bodies, and that's all we could do. We had a budget.
It's like this entity.
We're working overtime.
There's this entity we can't see or, like, feel or touch, but it's the thing, like, it puts us in, like Bob Sagan showed us, like, you know, where it's like, okay, so the ant is here and doesn't see the foot until the foot enters this area, and all of a sudden, oh my God, what is this thing, right?
Right.
It's like that, like, this guy's just like, human.
Yeah.
Right? And they've all predetermined it because we're playing, like, fucking, you know, Warcraft or whatever the fuck it's called, that big magic game.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Oh. Yeah, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, World. No, no, not the one online. The one that you play, like,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Like, that's really what's happening to us. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So hold on. You guys are, we're pieces of a game?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, yeah, no, I wonder if it's the universe's way of molding a person. Because obviously, like, in a way, I kind of think that it sort of, if that is the case, it would sort of prove that religion isn't the way to go. You know, just being spiritual is, because you potentially be more in touch with everything around you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're a musician. I'm sure you've noticed this because I've started to sort of accept this as I get older, is that like, and this is why I do what I want to do, because I fully recognize now that my ability to do something that I think is good or great is based on the energy I can, I feed off of from other people.
Yep.
Right? So yep. If you don't put me in that right kind of energy, I'm not hanging out with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back in the day,
sure, whatever.
Didn't matter. Yep. Right? Now it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, no, I want to be like this. I recognize that this is my sweet spot.
Yeah.
So like, I'm staying there, you know?
Yeah. Because when you're younger too, like you're in that mentality of like, I need to make as many connections as possible.
Yeah.
And like, when you do get older, you start to get more selective and more selective. So and then you're like, what am I bothering with here?
Have you ever sat in a fucking room and looked up and been like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
I only say that because like, I have been there.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still going to be like cordial
with
new people, right? I'm not just going to be like, oh God, here's another one. Like, that's not who I am.
Yes.
You know, like I'm always going to make conversation.
Yeah.
But it's like eventually at some point.
Yeah. You just don't want to allot any more time
mm-hmm.
than you want to.
Yeah. I want to spend my energy the way I want to now.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause like it's funny how tiring daily interaction in life can be if you're not paying attention to it.
Yeah.
It's like, again, all these things that I've noticed, like I told you about the glasses and stuff, like, you know, I didn't realize how blind I was until they showed me one or two. Two. Always two.
Yep.
It's HD. I was like, holy shit, I didn't realize I was all that blurry.
Yeah.
So, you know, I need the glasses, but I said to the girl, I was like, you know, the other thing is that you don't, it's like supplements. You don't realize how good it is until you stop.
Yeah.
So like my sight was really good. Never noticed it. Now all of a sudden I'm shown that, oh, it was like this. You're like.
Yeah. This is how regular people watch it.
Yeah.
But there's never would have known.
I find that more of like a religion, you know, because there's so much of that happening in life where you're like, oh, it's, you don't realize it until you've swayed away from it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Once you start like getting this in order and like appreciating this and then being able to appreciate what's out there.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And I wonder how, like, so that's my thing. I wonder if like, because this girl was
what I said, he said, taking a sip of whiskey like a temple baby.
Yeah. Good idea. Dude, I really like that THCV shit. That was delicious.
It's good.
What else do I want? You know what? It's been a long time, but it makes me want to smoke more. I just don't know if I want to smoke more of this.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Would you like to smoke this?
Oh, fucking yeah, I do.
Yeah, because this will be a nice... wait, here. I'll give you this one, and I will have the one that I have.
Sweet. Pre-roll. Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. So, this is just me with my lean cones, my raw lean cones. What is it again? It's Super Silver Haze by Chronic.
Lean.
I'm immediately like, wait, did something go off? What's going on? And, like, you got so quiet.
I was just going to do that the whole time until you finished. And then you pointed at me. I was like, now's the time.
Oh, man. Raw lean cone.
Yeah.
Tyler loves his lean cones. I do. They're just so easy. But yeah, I got the Super Silver Haze from Chronic with the Animal Face traditional hash, of course.
Yeah, the Super Silver Haze. So one episode, you had told me about the Super Silver Haze, so I bought, because I'm not a big, I prefer to smoke indicas.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up buying their, oh no, well, I did end up buying their Gorilla Breath, but at the same time, I had to do that because they didn't have the Super Silver Haze, and I didn't want to get the pre-rolls. Now I have the pre-rolls, I still haven't tried them. So this is my first finding out what it's all about.
Yes, you got the pre-rolls excited. Because I would not shut up about it.
Yes.
It's another... like you with the lady at the Blue Dream the other day.
Yeah. This lady comes into the shop and she says she loves these Blue Dream pre-rolls. I go, but there's a new Blue Dream. I did that for 10 minutes, the entire time she was in there.
Yep.
I sell hard.
Once you've had your coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I have to be energized. See, that's what I'm saying. I could do that with the THCV. Dude, I could totally smoke. That is probably the only thing that I've ever smoked and been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a coffee.
Yep.
It's the same amount.
Honestly.
I honestly feel like I just had a coffee. I mean, my eye has sorted itself out now.
Yeah, that thing was wild, man.
It was good flavor, too. And it didn't make me cough too bad.
Yeah.
And, like, I was worried about that because I find that those pre-rolls, like you saw them, mm-hmm. they can get a little stringy at the end. So
yeah, a little airy.
Yeah. And then it's all this, right? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm no bueno that one. Okay. See,
they did a good job because the last time I'm pretty sure I saw a Trailblazer in our shop was with a chocolate bar. Do you remember that?
No.
Might have been before. Yeah, yeah. Yes, came in do. Like a similar or like a lighter blue, like your sweater blue package.
Baby blue.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Baby Blue? When I was a kid in high school, every team I played on was some version of blue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like, our basketball team was white jerseys and dark blue jerseys, like the curtain there.
Okay.
Right? And then our football team was, like, baby blue with dark blue lines. Mm-hmm. Right? And... what else? My rep team was also like a North Carolina baby blue, right? I think I leaned so hard into like the machismo macho shit.
Right.
Because I was always wearing baby blue as a kid. Like, no more
as a kid.
Fucking blue. I just bought these because I bought those blue shoes.
Right.
You guys haven't seen them. But I bought these blue shoes, and I never really liked blue, but these shoes, dude. And you know what? I'll show them one day on here. But they are slick as fuck.
They're real nice.
They're all these colors. The blue hat, this blue, the blue of the bill, like, it matches all of this. So I only have black and, like, jeans. But it doesn't quite give off the right pop, you know? Right. And sometimes I get in all my rap stonerism, or, like... hip-hop culture, cannabis culture, mix up, mix and mash. And I have to wear everything matching.
Mm-hmm.
So the shoes match the hat plus the thing and the doom. So that's why I have all this baby blue now. But I only wear it when I wear those shoes.
Yep, of course.
Otherwise, it's black, red, and white. That's it.
Yep. Like... It's funny you say that. I've pretty much been trying to get it down to like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday outfit kind of thing.
Right.
Like just to keep it easy, but also like, you know... Like you're a freaking character in a goddamn video game, just switching out.
Makes it so easy, though. It makes life so much easier when you're like, this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yep. And then Saturday, Sunday can be whatever.
Yep.
Right? Yep. But I was doing that, and I have, like, the brown khaki pants, like cargo pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Nugs sweater, right? And then the San Diego baseball hat. I put that on one day all together. And I'm standing in the mirror. I'm like, fuck, nobody looks more Bob the Builder than I do right now. Like, I'm not wearing a tool belt, but it looks like I'm wearing a tool belt. Like,
can we fix it? Yes, we can.
I had to switch up the pants. I was like, we can't do this. Go outside. I don't know. It's like I'm a fucking sunburnt banana. Rotting from the top down.
Like, you're like, was it Devo's lost member?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough day.
Yeah.
This is good. I took too big a hit.
Yeah, it'll do that to you.
My throat dried right the fuck out. Don't you hate it when that honestly, happens?
Dude, I'm in the same boat.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that was the thing I was trying to get out when I rambled on about fucking Nosferatu. And then went, I didn't remember what I was talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do at the shop now? I'm probably and sure I've said this now. Before. Dude, can you imagine? You'd be so mad.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, fuck, I knew it.
It'll just be a couple minutes. Take this while you wait.
Yeah. No, I want to... I want to find a way to convince the people that come in to buy their, like, one cheap-ass pre-roll every day to just save up for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
buy yourself a nice 3.5.
I know.
You know?
I know. Like, but also, 100%, these are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
They just like, maybe that's their break in the day to just come in and buy that one pre-roll kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's true, because I, you know, yeah, because I assume everybody smokes like I smoke.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, just that? Really?
That's always the immediate, like, yeah.
But I can also remember, like, you know, I don't give anybody a hard time about it, but I can also remember as a college kid being like, man, if I can get a 3.5, that'd be great, you know, and having to buy, like, dime bags a lot, which is,
yeah. Oh,
it's never, you're always like, this isn't a dime. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know?
Can I get a 5 on spot?
Yeah. Oh man, that see this is the universe. This is the universe testing us, because like those dudes that come in now, I've had at least 3 that have been like, oh, I don't really have the money for that, but I really want that one. Can I like get you next time?
This is chronic karma. That's what this is,
dude. I was like, did my front door roll up? He goes, what? I go, did it look like you walked into a garage? Like. The guy's like, what? I'm like, this is a retail shop. Like,
yeah,
I can't spot you, dude.
Yeah,
hotheads are a different breed,
dude. Honestly, because like, you don't walk into like, I don't know, say you walk into like one of the clothing department stores, you know, and you're like, yeah, I want that shirt. I need that shirt right now. Well, we're out. Well, what the fuck, man? Said online that you had it.
You ruined my day.
Yeah.
So sorry, sir. We have this other red shirt that is identical by a different manufacturer.
I don't want that one.
Like, okay.
Oh, man. It's just, it's like, man.
People, I'm telling you, it amazes me every time what people will tell you and what they want. Like, when people say budtender, oh, like bartender, like it kind of is, because people come in, and so, you know what I did? So people come into the shop, and sometimes they're like, they tell you their whole fucking life story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, okay, what can I get you? You know, like, you can go smoke, tell Amir, I don't know, call your buddy. Like,
yeah,
granted, if the shop is quiet, whatever, I'll listen to anybody talk. But some people do it when it's busy, and you're like, dude, do you not see the other 40 people? Like, they don't have time for your conversation, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it gets frustrating sometimes.
But... like, I'm sympathetic to a point.
Yeah.
You know?
You can only take so much. So, and I mean, I'm sure other retailers get it, but because it's weed, people really feel like they know you really well, because they see you a lot, right?
Yeah, they walk in, they know at least we have this in common.
Yeah, and right? There's like the extent, they don't register sometimes that the extent of the conversation we have is, be right back, no problem, here you go,
yep.
Have a good one, enjoy.
Yeah, you know? No, like, exactly.
Now you've got this whole built-up idea of what I might be like in your head or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But they come in, and it's great to be the Cheers of pot shops, mm-hmm. and where everybody knows your name, but we don't necessarily know you. So to tell us your whole life story,
yep.
I'll listen if you want. But like, it's maybe not the best idea in the middle of a pot shop. Yeah. You know?
And like, to be fair, for the most part, like people walking in, we do give off that vibe because generally we're just trying to have a great time in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not trying to shit on people that do, but I'm just saying that there's a time that you can do it.
Yeah.
And there's a time not to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like, be aware.
If there's me,
know your signs,
and you, and that's it, tell me whatever you want to tell me. It's fine. Somebody shows up at the shop, maybe that's where we stop that conversation for the day.
Yeah.
You know, not yell over them while I'm trying to get them their vape cart too.
Like, I need you to say to be continued so I don't have to.
So you know what I did the other day, just for fucking shits and giggles?
Mm.
I was standing there with this dude. This guy has never told me any, like, story about his life or anything like that. But I thought, you know what? It's really quiet. And I'm just kind of standing here. We're staring at each other. I just picked a random thing to tell him. So I told him this whole random story that I made up about what was going on in my life. Just to see what his reaction would be as a customer.
Yep.
That dude didn't say a word back.
Man.
He just looks at me. He's like, okay. And left. And I was like,
It's like, what? So it doesn't go both ways.
No.
No. Okay. I see how this works.
Yeah. There's no real trade-off, dude. Yeah. There's just...
The thing was, there was no psychology degree in the can cell. I'm sorry. It wasn't in the course. So I'm not qualified.
Oh. Or the people, yeah, that want you to tell them that, like, oh, yeah, no, you know, I need the thing that's going to fix me. This will fix me, right? I can't totally tell you that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, but yeah. I can tell you this is how it reacts for most people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but it will work, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
This is what this did to me. And this is what this tastes like.
Yeah.
And this has got a little bit of this in it.
Yeah. What more can I give you? I don't know. You know? All right. Well, that's been like, we're at almost 29 minutes here. So nice. How many minutes do I get? You know what? I got to wrap it up now. Let's see if I can do this in 30 seconds. All right. Turn that guy on.
This guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for joining me, Justin Peroni and Tyler Neely on Thoughts Off the Stem. Hope you come back next week. Hope you enjoyed the sesh. I know this is like a drop the guns and go kind of situation. But I just realized we're running out of time, and we're teetering off on the conversation by just going, yep. So those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. We hope you enjoyed the sesh. We hope you come back next week on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Podchaser, Good Pods, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast, baby. Man. It's out there. Oh, yeah, that's one thing. It's okay, I'll just pull the hose.
We'll edit that in.
That's fine, it'll be funny.
Oh, it's got like a tiny little swirl. That's what it was like.
Come on, swirl it quickly. Oh, we're...
Thoughts off the stem in a neighborhood party.
Right on.